I want to take you on a little journey now to really experience this. So if you feel like you're taking deep breaths, closing your eyes down, feeling comfortable in your beautiful body in this beautiful moment. Right here, right now, there's nowhere else you need to be. There's nothing else you need to be doing. There's nobody else you need to be either. Just you, beautiful you. All right, breaths deep down into your belly. Exhaling and sighing it out. This has all been a lot of information, a lot of new perspectives. So just let breath work through it with you. Deep breath in and exhale through your mouth. Letting those shoulders drop, letting everything relax just a little bit again. Now seeing that beautiful golden fleck of light in the center of your chest, of your heart again. And now I want you to see that fleck of light coming out before you like a pathway. And this, I want you to follow this pathway. See yourself in your mind's eye, following this golden pathway. And soon you may see in your mind's eye, as you move into a slightly different terrain. It might be the base of a mountain, maybe a river, maybe a cave, maybe a constellation of stars, whatever it is. Following this golden path. And soon up ahead, you see in the distance a figure. And she is dressed most beautifully. Seems that so at home, so alive, so in magic with the world. And when she turns, you see her. and you realize it is you. It is the highest part of you. It is the creative goddess part of you. And she has been waiting to meet you. Reunite with her. Let her hold your hands. Let her look into your eyes. Let her tell you everything you need to know about your creative magic. You are not alone in creating. Each time you step up to create, you are connecting with this creative goddess, and together you can create and receive anything on a whole deep new level. You no longer have to face anything alone. She is with you. And she is the original source code of creativity, the voice of God working through her. And so you begin to walk together on this golden path unfurling before you. You can see up ahead some of the creative blocks that you may experience, and they appear as enormous boulders. Right in the middle of your path, blocking you from continuing. This may be the boulder of, I'm not good enough. Or is this good enough? Of worthiness. And turn to your creative goddess and ask her, what do I do with this? And she will laugh and show you. Maybe she takes you by the hand and just walks you around the boulder. You can just walk around the boulder. You don't have to just keep standing there staring at the boulder. You can just walk around it. She may reach out with her finger and just touch it with light, and it just disintegrates. She may ask for help. 1,000 angels descend from the sky and they pick it up and just go plop it in the ocean, and it becomes a new home for reef fish to build their little homes underneath. That's a good thing for that boulder to be. That's really useful. That's really restorative. That's very helpful. Nature is healing, and so are we. Maybe there's a pickaxe involved. There's so many ways that you could deal with these blocks. And when that's gone, carrying on up the path, until you get to the next boulder. The next block, the block of, oh, but somebody said this, nobody bought my thing, the disappointments, the criticism. You turn to your creative goddess and say, how do we deal with this? And she laughs, and she either does exactly the same as last time, or she does something else, works the creative magic on it a different way. Maybe it's made out of clay, and maybe it's just like a lot of rain washes on it and it just sort of just melts away. Maybe Sisyphus is needing some new boulders to put up and like push up a mountain, and he like needs to, is it Sisyphus who rolls up the mountain? I don't fucking know. That dude, he loves to just push it up a mountain. He actually needs to upgrade his weights routine. He's been looking for a really good boulder. He's like, oh my God, thanks guys. And he's just like, oh, look at this. It's like a dog with a bone. He's so excited. He's got a new boulder. He could just keep pushing up the mountain by himself because that's his thing that he loves doing. It's not yours. You don't have to do that. That's his job. Just let him go with it. Then you can just laugh and let the journey unfold some more. And now you may find yourself just skipping and laughing as you're running along this creative path with your creative goddess. And then there's another boulder, but it's like a big gate and it's like a padlock maybe. And it's like, oh, you will not pass. I promise you, you can't do this. You turn to your creative goddess and you say, well, what do we do with this one? She's like, ah, this is one for the fairies. And they come in and they enchant the little troll behind there. And he's like, ah, oh, I've just been feeling sad and lonely, actually. I just wanted some friends. And I'm like, we know. Come, I don't know, braid some freaking flower chains with us. Or, I don't know, do something, like, way more helpful. Just, I don't know, come dig some trenches with us and we can build some fun little community gardens together. He's like, oh, that sounds like fun. Or maybe she just touches it with light again and it all disintegrates. Maybe the rainbow serpent comes along. The rainbow serpent is a First Nations creation story, and it's the way that Australia was built, was through the carvings and the movements of the rainbow serpent. The rainbow serpent is a bit hungry. He's like, oh, you know what I really feel like? A metal gate right now, or a big boulder. And he just opens his mouth, just swallows it whole like it would a big wallaby. Gulp, gone. And Rainbow Serpent's off into the sky doing his magic. And look at that. The path ahead of you just opened up. And you know that if there's any other blocks that come up, you turn to your creative goddess and say, what do we do with this one? She says, well, just go. You know what we could try doing this time? We could do this. Or we'll just age old love into disintegration. Perfect. Now ahead of you on this golden trail of creativity is all of the artworks and all of the creations and all of the magic that you are going to birth into this world in your lifetime and beyond. Every moment of magic, every moment of miracles, every moment of mindfulness and healing, because you have engaged in this beautiful, innate, intuitive form of creating like you were born to, because you truly were. And now turning to face your creative goddess. If you like, placing your hands on her heart as she places her hands on your heart. Taking deep breaths in. And slowly, slowly you merge together and become one. Exactly how it was meant to be. And you know that you can call on her and awaken her and turn to her at any time. You are not alone. You have your own dearly beloved best friend, soulmate inside you. The creative goddess is home, and she is you. And when you are ready, coming back into your body, noticing the ways that you feel different.